Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 30th, Wednesday, 2019, day 302. Today's topic: It was good for me to be afflicted. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. These four passages are Psalm 119, verses 65 to 72, Lamentations, chapter 2, verse 20 to chapter 3, verse 66, Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, Proverbs 26, verses 21 to 22. Today's main passage, Psalm 119, verses 65 to 72. Do good to your servant according to your word, Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I trust your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have sneered me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, it was good for me to be afflicted. Do you believe that? Really? How good can that be? Psalm 119 verses 65 to 72 teaches us that our sufferings make us, one, number one, from going astray to obey God's command. Number two, our sufferings make us to be willing and can be able to learn and understand God's word. Number three, sufferings are good. In that eight verses, the word good appears four times. And the word afflicted, suffered, only two times. If you believe that it's good for you to be afflicted, you will be blessed. You won't be unable to sleep, you won't be pulled into depression, and God will use you and your experience, your testimony, to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, please use us and our experiences, our testimonies of sufferings to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to allow God to use you and your experiences, your testimonies of sufferings, to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.